Renters experience anxiety and uncertainty when it comes to keeping a roof over their heads. Under current laws in South Australia, landlords are able to evict renters without reason, creating stress, particularly for families with school-aged children. Greens MLC Mark Parnell has introduced a bill to amend the Residential Tenancies Act to State Parliament, with the aim to improve the lives of the 28.5% of South Australians who live in rental accommodation. Mark joins us now this morning to discuss this legislation and its impact on renters across South Australia. Good morning.
Yeah, g'day Tom, g'day Zoe.
So what are the issues, in your view, with the current Residential Tenancies Act?
Well, it's one of those questions like, where do you start? Because what we're talking about is something that is a fundamental human right, and that is the right to shelter, the right to have a roof over your head. We know that there are different forms of housing tenure. I mean, some people live with mum and dad, some people rent from the government, you know, the old Housing Trust or Housing SA. Some people rent from a private landlord, and some people either own or are buying their own home. And other people might live in commercial student accommodation. You know, there's multiple forms of tenure. But the law that relates to private rentals in particular, I think is unfair in that it doesn't get the balance quite right between the rights of the landlord and the rights of the tenant. Now, this is an issue, Tom, where everyone has their own view. You know, people will say, they'll talk about the landlord from hell who never repaired anything when it broke. Others will talk about the tenant from hell who just, you know, they partied the whole time and wrecked the joint. But really, you've got to get the balance right that recognises that for one person, it's an investment, you know, it's something that they own, but for someone else, it's their home. So the probably the best example I can think of that where the law needs fixing, and this is one of the things in the Greens bill that was introduced into Parliament last week, is this idea of getting rid of what they call no cause or no fault eviction. Now, I guess a lot of listeners would know that if you're renting, there's a range of reasons why that arrangement can come to an end, you know, or why you can be evicted. For example, sometimes, if you don't pay your rent, that's a pretty good start. You know, you're not going to stay long in a place where you're not paying rent or if you damage the place. But sometimes the owner wants to sell. Sometimes the owner wants to move back into the house themselves. Sometimes the owner wants to do renovations. And these reasons for ending a tenancy are all set out in the Act. And generally it's a 2-month notice period. But there is a loophole in the Act which says if none of these good reasons apply, the landlord can still evict a tenant, give them no reason whatsoever, provided they give them 3 months notice. And so this is what's called no-cause eviction. And my experience dealing with constituents and my experience as a community lawyer working in this area is that often it's what's called retaliatory evictions. In other words, if you complain too much about the lack of repairs or the place is leaking or whatever it might be, if you try and enforce your rights a bit too much, the owner might say, oh, this isn't worth it. I'd rather get someone a bit more meek and compliant in the property. So they say, well, let's just give this lot 3 months, get them out, and let's get someone in who hopefully isn't so demanding. So that happens a lot, and there's nothing the tenant can do about it because the landlord isn't obliged to give a reason. So getting rid of no-cause evictions is one. There's bucket loads of other things, Tom, in the bill. I'm happy to explore them all, but I'm conscious I'm talking a lot here.
We're speaking with Greens MLC Mark Parnell about the bill to amend the Residential Tenants Act to improve the lives of renters in the state. And it's okay that you're talking a lot about it because there's so much to unpack. but are you expecting much pushback on the changes proposed in this bill?
Well, yeah, there always will be. As I said, people bring their own perspective. You know, landlords will bring the perspective of, well, I've worked hard, I own this property, you know, I should have rights. And others will bring the perspective, well, no, I don't own it, but I pay good rent, and I'm entitled to peace and quiet and to be left alone and for them to maintain it properly. So it is often about perspective. But there's a range of other things we've got in here. I'll just do some of them very quickly. One of them is landlords who give false information, and a classic is where they say, "Oh, this house is zoned for Unley High School, or it's zoned for the Botanic High School or Adelaide High School, and it turns out that it's not. And people move in the expectation that their, you know, 12 or 13-year-old is going to be able to enrol in the high school of their choice, only to find that they're outside the zone. So we're going to try and fix that up. There's also, people will be surprised to know, no basic standard for residential accommodation or for rental accommodation. I mean, there are basic standards such as all houses have to have a toilet, you know, things like that. People know the notion of a house being condemned as unfit for human habitation. Well, there's some pretty basic laws there. But when it comes to rental properties, there are no specific standards. So, for example, you might have a bedroom that faces a street. There's no obligation on the landlord to provide window coverings, you know, a privacy blind or curtains or anything. Most people would think, well, that's obvious. You've got a bedroom that's on the street and people are walking past and can look in. Of course, you need to have window coverings. And that really should be the responsibility of the landlord. So we're trying to put some standards in there for the first time. And there's another one which is actually bigger than Ben-Hur, and we probably won't talk about it now, but I'm happy to come back. The idea of pets. The fact that at present, the landlord is entitled to say, no pets, full stop, no discussion, that's the rule, no pets. And what we know, and just recently as yesterday, my staff were talking to the RSPCA, there's a lot of animals get relinquished, you know, taken to the animal shelter simply because the owner can't find a rental property that will allow them to keep their pet. So we're going to try and address that problem. Sure, there are some properties where pets aren't appropriate. You know, I don't think I'd like, several Rottweilers on the 37th floor, you know, of an office block, you know, like a tower. That sort of doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But a lot of properties are very suitable for pets, and we need to refresh that balance a little bit as well. So pushback was the question. I did discuss this with the Real Estate Institute and with the Landlords Association. Now, no secrets that, you know, they're interested in looking after primarily the interests of property owners, but they were being very fair and reasonable as well. So that they won't like some of these things, but we did make some changes to accommodate their legitimate concerns. So I'd like to think that when it gets to a vote in Parliament, Liberal, Labor and the crossbench will see some merit in this, and we might actually get some tenancy reform. There hasn't been any for decades, and it really is overdue.
Well, Mark, I know many of us will be watching this bill as it progresses and see the changes that it hopefully could make. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure, Tom and Zoe. Thank you.
Mark Parnell, Greens MLC, speaking with us about the recently introduced Bill to Amend Residential Tenancies Act.